Yesu yibatibwa na mukatonda musibe muti ya mwenye ya mukama wafe Yesu obula buli mutyango obuliza ku muganda wetulabe wabyata ddala ddala obulamu bulungi Yesu yebazibwe nnyo twebaza Katonda
we thank God
kulw'akaseera akalungi katuwadde
for the good time he's given us
sooka ongambire bwoti muganda wo
first tell this your brethren or sister
otudde okuteeseza abangi naawe
first to raise and plan for the many
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
olwaleero tulinga ombabiri basatu
today we seem 1-3
omulundi guli ojja kulaba enkumi n'enkumi z'abantu era ojja nakwewuunya yesu yebazibwe nnyo kisinga okwewuunyisa mukama waffe yesu yali akola endagaano empya waliwo abatume kumi na
babiri
oba olwaliwo kuli bameka mu nsi
yonna in the entire world.
Naye abaali representing mu kiseera ekyo.
Those who represented us in that time.
Baali kumi na babiri.
They were 12 people alone.
Naye bakkiriza nti mazima kye bakoze kyekyo.
But they accepted, believed what they had done was right.
Era kya kuyamba abangi.
To help the many.
Mu kaseera kano.
In this time.
Tutudde ku lw'abangi.
Start for the many.
Ne ku lwaffe.
Even for our behalf.
Okuleeta ebiteeso
to bring suggestion
ebyokubunya omusana gw'ekigambo kya
breaking the light of the word of God
okwetola ensi yonna
all over the world
natuyita natukozesa emikutu
maybe use the medium
oba ebyempuliziganya eby'engeri ez'enjawulo
different communication medium
tunuulidde ekimu ku byempuliziganya ekimanyiddwa ennyo mu nsi muno
we've looked at that which is mostly known in the world
ekirowoozebwako okuba ekizibu ennyo okukitandika
which is thought of being hard to begin it
ebiseera ebisinga bagamba tivi bizibu
nnyo many times the television is very hard
era kintu kinene
is something big
naye nno ffe tukiteesaako leero
but we are planning about it today
era nga tuwagala okukiteekawo
and we want to put the place
yesu yebazibu ennyo
in Jesus much
olumu bw'oba tusiŋŋanye nga tuteesa
times when you find us planning of that
oyinza okugamba naye bannabakumalirako
you may wonder the waste of time we are on
naye banna ekituze wano kumala bisaavu
no come here to waste time
yes
praise Jesus
ekituze wano kukola ki
not come here to waste time
juzi ku sande kulwokusatu lya oluwedde
last Wednesday
twalaba batume mukama waffe yesu azze n'obulokozi n'endagaano empya
saw the Lord Jesus come with salvation with the new covenant
afunye kumi n'ababiri
he's gotten 12 disciples
emu kumi n'abiri mulimu abasatu
among the 12 they are out of them the 3
abanywevu ennyo
those who are very strong
naye ensonga zaagenda mu maaso
but issues moved on
ekintu kiri kimu kye ngenda okukusaba
it's one thing I'm going to request you
okuyiga katugambe tuyige
let us learn
okuwamba ebirowoozo n'ebigendwa by'omubiri
to capture thoughts and intentions of the body
tunuulira ekigendwa kya katonda
look at the intention of God
si kyangu nnyo
it is not so easy
okuwamba omubiri gwo n'ebirowoozo
byafe your body and its thoughts
naye ng'oyita nago
but you move with it
si bwe guli
is it not that
naye kyengenda okugamba
what I'm going to tell you
kibwa oba onaasobola okukola katonda byayogera
if you'll be able to do what God speaks of
olina okuyiga okuwamba omubiri gwo n'ebirowoozo
byo learn to capture your body and its thoughts
mpaka ng'obitadde wansi w'okuteesa kwa katonda
you put them under the counsel of God
yengeri yokka egenda okukuyamba
it's the only way to help you
okukola katonda byayogera
do what God speaks
katonda tayogera ko kintu kitondo
God never spoke in something small
buli kyayogera kiba kino
everything speaks is could be
naye ate akigamba abantu abatono
speaks it to people who are small
Yes, he was your
praise Jesus.
Olowooza bannabbi bali bameka mu
Bayibuli. How many are prophets in the Bible?
Be yagamba ebyo bitambulira
po and told those things we move by.
Yes, he was your
praise Jesus much.
Bw'oba tosobodde kuwamba mubiri gwo n'ebirowoozo byagwo
not being able to capture your body and its thoughts
tosobola kukola Katonda
by'akugamba. You can't do what God tells you.
Mutuyamba akantu ako kiki? Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
twagala okuyiga okuwamba omubiri gwaffe
we want to learn to capture our body
ebirowoozo byagwe
the thoughts of it
tubirete okugonda okukola.
They bring them to humbling to work.
Okukola ebyo ebinene Katonda byatulagira.
Do the great things God commands us.
Mundowooza yaffe.
In our mindset.
Tulabanga Katonda byatugamba bambi bizito.
We see that what God tells us in heaven.
Era bwetunuulira byatulagira okukola.
When we look at what he commands us to do.
Embiri gyaffe nagyo girowooza birala n'okwagala kulala.
Our body speaks else and the land is another.
Naye nga tetulina okuyiga lwa mpaka.
Yes, we have to learn by force.
Okuwamba embiri gyaffe.
To capture our body.
Ebirowoozo byaffe.
And our thoughts.
Obiteeka wansi okugondera.
To put them under to obey.
Okugondera. Ebirabe kugamba okuteesa kwa Katonda
omunene. Obey the great big counsels of God.
Okutuukiriza.
And to fulfill it.
Kigambo ekyo tugenda kisharinga ku Katonda.
We have to share that what briefly.
Ate tuno tugenda mu maaso n'okuleeta ebiteeso.
And then we move on to bring suggestions.
Ensonga yaffe y'okuteekawo TV.
And our issue of putting in place the television.
Era nga kirabika kintu kinene.
And it appears a big thing.
Kafe tukkiriza nti kinene.
We to believe it a little big.
Naye ekisinga Katonda munene.
It's not bigger than God.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus much. You see the television. It's not bigger than anyone in this place.
You
speak how worth and valuable is your state.
Now
you speak
any worth of you.
Television of 30 million is worth of you.
Kuwani same
that we
away,
we give you in place.
Your
kill it in another place,
but we motive
and they give us the television. But you are bigger than it.
Not yet
captured your body and thoughts. You
mean
you may
find
that it's bigger and more valuable than you. Yes, you never raise Jesus. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
He speaks
this.
1 Corinthians 9:27.
Now, your body and thought in it. Reaching a time you govern that thought. You know the body when it's rich speak of big things. Because we can have a little value is not equal to your spirit.
We
can even give you weaker thoughts. There is a way you can capture that body.
Maybe those of you are
enough. The weaker thoughts of it.
No vehicles and no vehicle.
And you humble them down. You know you can speak great things, yet you don't believe them, yet you speak them. And don't you speak whoever preaches the gospel? It's still the strength of it as it speaks. And don't you think? Every person preaching the gospel in its power, it takes it as its power is. You may preach to others, great things, and ensure that you're going to do them. But your thoughts and your body, and call you in the room, tell you, you think those are possible? Look at the way you are.
Yes, you have to
raise Jesus much. In English, this is the word they use. In that part, the English version.
1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
Let's read another version.
1 Corinthians 9:27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus much. The body and
forth.
And times when you be just treated. Times it's sick, times it's weak. At times it even kills.
But
body and its soul, they need to be treated.
But
if you what you wonder where they come from.
And if said it's not pura,
then to sit down with reason.
But if you know
you appear, you see things moving on. When you move out, if you speak and we do those things,
big
is big. But it's done by people who are big. Now what you speak is it. Now the body. The great powerful thing. The name we speak by. The new generation. With the full knowledge of God and His glory. It's a powerful name.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. The name show power. You speak of it. How you start and how you do. And when you have no quality to be and stand in it, you disqualified in it.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. The things you want to do, and you are not of the new generation, not of those filled with knowledge, not of those who bring the glory of God.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. Now our body,
we need also to
have it sold. If you don't treat it,
we is only to
you may fail to reach on a big thing.
Could you get it to Mungeria TV for a soft word?
Talking is the way of the television. Even in our lives, we are like that.
What is what
you can't treat your body.
Instead of single points of working in the
means, many times you can speak big things many years.
In
the many as we give suggestions.
Then I'm going to go to the other one.
If you have value, things you do a
thing.
What disqualifies you more?
Which is what you are going to do when you go to
the same. Your body, it is cornered somewhere else. You cannot at all.
You
can't preach the gospel of the power of it.
No, you can't come at anything.
Think God is
right there. I don't know if you're
going to prove that that's it.
Why is
he there?
The
body comes back.
Maybe the words of you have
in this soul. But is it really God there?
You
have Like here,
to be supportive
with none of the television.
Mangwa
immediately.
What do I do? Now that he's telling me, but I didn't have
did I tell them to sell it?
Yes, you were
crazy.
But what you want? You want more to sell it?
The body and the spirit, they are all fighting each other. They are battling. You are the real spirit. Now it's the body.
And
there are times the human being is captured of this body. God speaks of them in Genesis 6. And he says this. Let's begin from verse
1.
Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu we basoko okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Olunya olwokubiri, abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bo be baalonda. Olunya olwokusatu, Mukama n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga na ye gwe mubiri.
Omoyo wa Katonda.
The spirit of God.
Gwe musobola kufuna entalo na ye.
When you get battles with him.
Nga ufuso mubiri.
When you become into a body.
Kakugamye ni wankubaddo yamba dombiri ogwo.
Though you clothe that body.
Gulimu ebirowoozo byagwo.
It holds its form.
Naye ate Katonda atakukkiriza kufuuka mubiri.
God doesn't accept you become a body.
Kuba gwo.
Because it.
Kugambye gutya.
It fears.
Atolumugulina gwepanka.
In that times it praises itself.
Hey, gwepanka.
It tries to praise itself.
And you could date your
is the examples. And they are amazing. I may try on the marriage.
Marital
dining as if you're going to sleep there to the morning. And the body is trying to prove itself. But you think it takes how long? But it can control you.
And it
it's control you. And
since
you have no space to escape from it, you have to commit
adultery
that then you'll be well. Do you see that? Now to become into a body,
nothing
good you're going to do which pleases God. God
says
no one is in the body is pleases God.
Now,
being captured by the body has
a
post which ends on the world. For it knows it hates nowhere else. After Satan joins on it,
they
begin to contend with the Holy Spirit. That's why you've heard in Genesis
6,
verses 1 and
2,
said, my spirit will not contend with humanity,
because
humanity is just mortal, human body.
You hold
no brains in yourself anymore. The spirit appears.
No more
connect with the Holy Spirit.
What reason to see their
heart very big and impossible?
Take away thoughts
of the body, see what God
speaks.
And see what the Holy Spirit tells us.
You can
make it and overcome.
But
if you still believe,
you will
treat that the body.
Till
you subjected it, controlling it, you control it,
and you
command it to be doing this.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
There
is one person told me that he doesn't have a demon, but he failed to control himself not to steal.
And he has no
demon commanding him to steal, but the
money
persuades him to steal. It's
true. A
person can be captured by the body, even its thoughts.
At this time, when
Satan joins you in that, and it gets worse.
Captured
of the body, there's nothing you're going to think which pleases God.
Is it Habakkuk 2? Yes,
praise Jesus.
No
one is in the flesh
who
can please the Lord.
You know,
thoughts of the body, we're going to speak of them.
Them
to have a way they appear.
And
they differ from those of the spirit. Remember one thing. When we plan things of television, we are not planning things of the flesh. We plan things of the Spirit.
We plan
programs of the Holy Spirit wants what to be done.
Wants
us spread the word.
One
of the quick ways he has.
God, in our
contentions with him,
it's
in the turning into flesh.
What
the body controls finishes us,
and we've
not been able to control and subject it, subject it under the counsels of God,
and
remain that these bodies,
their
weakness have consumed us.
Now you
look and see,
this
money, how much do I
earn? Another thing, if I put
50,000,
will it put television?
Why do you think that thought?
You know, if they need
300 million,
they are lacking 50,000
shillings, they may not give you something.
Or you go buy something
and it's missing 100 shillings, they refuse to give
you the thing. Now your
thoughts show the thing you're to give may not work.
After
proving your heart at Lord,
you
see, this is what I can.
You have
to give it as you
are.
Times you ask and inquire from your mindset. Let me tell you, don't you see it small?
Never
seen thoughts beyond this world.
For
thoughts beyond most thoughts end on this world.
Now
to think that you're planning
and you've been there into
planning things,
we've
just gotten the mindset of God
and began
to think beyond this world.
We thought
in the heavens,
we see
what's there, we go
up
above the heavens.
Most
people think around the world.
Among us, there
are those who think right here near.
They
don't even think of big
things. And they
think bigger than the others.
So,
now being in the body,
we cannot do
what God wants.
We have to see the
way
to
subject the body and its thoughts.
The
body can sit down and tell you,
ngagwega sheko ne sitani wako
joined on Satan
ne kukulaga ngagwo mazo kukolera abana
and it shows you have already worked for your children
bateredewo emizigo
you've put their rentals for them
bizimbe nge
buildings like those
bajja kujanga mwaka sente chiwede
get money it's finished
nite guruza kubina bitwala singa tikata singa sikatonda ya binywereza
what will take them if it's not God who makes them stand
ugu ujia kugamba mazo kolente katika
you have made preparation
tulo kakani
sit and settle
irangu tulo kakana
you sit settle
wala bila da plani ziwe
you see plans are finished
na hiyo bona atero kuva munsi
if you are about to check from the world
bizibu na bijja na bitandiko kuja
biwategekera abana problems come begin to take away what your children you prepared for them
uga abana
and you wonder
bintu byange binatekira abana bange bannange
prepare for my children
Nego gusubulukwa comfort nego kulaga
webiri. But you show you they are there.
Asingo kutegero bawe bidio batebiri we
katonda. Understands most whether they are there or not it's God.
So chetuli no kulwana ko.
What we have to fight on.
Obiteso byonabye tukola mulembo mpya.
All suggestions will make a new generation.
We no kumanya katonda kujudi na ichitibwa
chi. Full knowledge of God and his glory.
Uwambo mbili gwa fenendo oza yago.
Subject our bodies and their thoughts.
Tubiwambe tubifuge.
We capture subject them.
Ubiteko wansiwo kuroza kwa
put them under the mindset of God.
Kwa wansiwo kutesa kwa katonda.
Under the counsel of God.
Kizibu nyo kuroza nti oyinza okuwamba.
It's very hard to think you can capture in subject.
Watu nategera buli jonti obaddo wambibwa
mubi. If all along you had not known the Buddha had captured you.
Ichani kuwa chirabi.
Have you seen the scripture?
Ani achirabi.
Romans 8:8.
Balumi esula ya mnano runyolo mnana. Naba abali mmubiri, tebayinza kusanyusa Katonda. Olunyolo mwenda, naye mwe temuli mmubiri, wabula mmoyo.
Nabali mmubiri.
Those in the flesh,
tebayinza kusanyusa Katonda.
They can never please God.
Bana etuamba de mmubiri.
We have closed flesh.
Naye atugaanibwa okubeera mmubiri.
We refuse to be in the flesh.
Engeri gyoyinza okuba mmubiri
eriyo. The way you can be in the flesh is one.
Nga wambi duo mwili nendo uza yago
captured by the body and its thoughts
manyombiri gulina mwobu limba wago na mutima wago
body holds its deceptions
ngabo manyombo mwili gwananga wiguli
just as you know the entire body how it is
wanjo kujawe sanyo neguka
they may come joy and it shed tears
no guchape migo na chone chibuka
it, it also cries
kati katonda wa ebimu kubyasinzira ko naagamba
some of the things God places on to say
abali mobility basobola sanyusa katonda
those in the flesh cannot please God
kubanga tebamanyi ne kibaga
but they don't even know what they want
kakati okimanyi oluwari
you know it today
today say bintu ebinene
plan great big things
bigenda kenda wo
they are going to be blessed
mazimanga gwali omu kuba
and you are
kubabikikira nsingo
those who will campaign them
wali omu kubagamba na yaga aganto nga ganene
those who say things are big
tuka kuruna kuhuliere ogera
that day you will rejoice
oh that work or
we worked
oja tabula na yunga kuhuliere ogera
even move and you say we it's us who put their focus TV
kanguri ya gombili
the body
wali no kukirizi ganya na cho kukirizo guwa
to accept to subject to that body
nindo uze yagu
with its thoughts
au jakubo gobe sitani waranyo
they would have just said and very far
uryo ko tukirize okutesa kwa mukama
they fulfill the counsel of God
bujita babu
echitu if it's not that
mubiri gwe gumu kubikuta gucha tulemeseza
wan is one of what is hindering us not here
sitani yetu wali no buyinza butuwelego
mugoba authority is given us to chase him
na ye kizibugwa muzimbe de nyumba ate mwana ino kuyimi
you build him a house where is to space and in
kiringanga bo mugoba
it's like you chase him
kiran kugoba mizimu
it's just demons
kana heno kuba bubani no nyokeja
after
buzirita
ban east is to attract them come
and those ayo
your fault
enfu
is which is wrong
mwaka baka bwa katonda
kingdom of god
those ayo gobeiro mubiri
fault which follows the body
bubani obuita
satan that instance which attracts satan to come that you reason together then you contend with God but in the kingdom of God the thoughts of the aroma of knowledge
smells
good and aroma he feels peace with that
how
we subject this body
Though you will
be in the choir, you'll never settle.
Because
the body has become a problem to you. In one way or the other.
You
put your beds on the podium. Our beds on the podium.
Your
immorality, you brought it right here.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
The
problem which is this.
If
you don't subject these bodies
in
their thoughts, nothing we're going to do pleasing God. Most many churches not learning to subject the body and their thoughts, humble it under the counsels and the mindset of God. God
takes a
focus
on million,
with 300 million, that's one thing, small thing to him.
But
you get your thoughts, be in that same thought, thinking. God sees you through other things.
You know
why there is ability to do great things in this place?
Have
you ever thought where it comes from?
Because
me as a person, I don't appear strong. What I speak doesn't appear edified. But the thought is of big, powerful, great things.
Knowledge
and glory of God. And exceeding power.
It's where
have no small faults in me. If it was a small post, when
we
came in this place, I would have said, where are we going to get people? And we measure a few feet here, and we build funny structures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of big thought, which is what's coming
up. I
believe what God shows ahead of the big. You build a big thing. We almost finished this place. Because we saw now, we need the toilet latrines. We
need
the way where they enter to park.
Say,
let's stop there.
We have
to put to the extreme. Finish.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So,
this body is very hard. Gives you a wrong mind
thing.
And you believe fit to capture you.
If
God complains of you.
The
man is just mere flesh.
Content
with the Holy Spirit then.
If
you enter in being the flesh.
But
then you are in the Genesis 6.
But
man is just flesh now.
You
say my spirit will not contend with humanity.
But
man is just flesh. If you enter being flesh, reasons of weakness,
now
you can't be an enemy of God.
God, so you
accept them, enter the mindset of God. Let's get briefly back to verse 5. Romans 8 from verse 5.
Kubanga abagoberera omubiri balowooza bya mubiri.
You hear what happens. If you begin to follow the body, your thoughts will be of the flesh. Someone said now, far from the body, for it's what we're clothing. Following spiritual things. How do you begin to follow things of the Spirit? What he tells us, their spirit and their life.
In
John
6:63.
If we agree with what he tells us,
we begin to
follow the spirit. Problem which is God tells us great things. Read the Bible, I'm the healer. I am the one who raises. I do grow some things.
Tomorrow
I put money there.
If you begin to struggle with the living, if you get the flesh say,
I don't
think how do they happen.
You
don't want to inquire from the standard of God.
You
want to inquire on the level of your physical understanding and wisdom.
The
problem we find with ourselves, God tells us new generation,
have
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
And
the name is all glorified. In the world, it's not easy to create a new generation.
Join
on also the full knowledge of God and His glory. It's a name. When we speak, we say, these words,
wow,
they are amazing. Because you are in the flesh, can't see thousands of those who are here,
and
they will be yearning.
Shift
from the flesh,
enter
in the spirit. Okay,
the
season of the Holy Spirit is worked. Put the television there, and you see people. And they come from nations. In the Uganda. First come from Uganda alone even. When
you're
going to put them immediately. If you think like that.
Where
you have something, you say, let me put it for it to come back. Every time you look, you say, when we put it and they don't come. My friend. How did you dare come here with these words? And begin
to
put it in. They don't come. Where will they get money? Pay me back.
People,
when it comes to the flesh,
and
we become bodies.
We are flesh. You
come here a little time. Not seen us on door-to-door missions. Not seen us make crusades. You see people come.
Ask
if they come. Individual one preaches what they find. If they will all hear. Think like the Holy Spirit. Think like Christ. I preach to Abraham. I preach him secrets. For his sake. Then they will return to come to righteousness.
Abraham
is counted on him. Calculations ahead.
Abraham
will turn many to come to righteousness. I cannot stop not tell him. One of the things which
abide
us, God not told us make a television when we don't have money,
or
we don't have where we can get it. Mark us if we get it, amen. I wonder how we see it.
You
ask your brother, how do you see this? How do you see this thing?
Even
some who began to run from us, but what
runs
them is to tell them over television.
Just
they have got out of us. They come gather in other days. But the day of television. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know what makes them run? Because they have something they can give. They have
fact.
They feel now. The body says now. Your possessions. What surprises
me?
They may be yours and you move out.
Are
you still moving?
And they become
not yours in a few seconds. And they look for those who will inherit them. I don't say you're going to die.
I want you to think
and you understand. You are sober. Everybody takes away your understanding. Learn things of people who don't understand.
And you even run.
Let me hide the day of doing plans for the television. The body captures you and finishes you.
And
you refuse to see the great things of God ahead. Let's move on. Romans 8 verse 6.
Kubanga okulowooza kw'omubiri kwe kufa, naye okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe bulamu n'emirembe.
Nti okulowooza kw'omubiri,
that the thoughts of the body,
kwe kufa,
that is death.
Kubanga kw'omubiri bwe birowoozo,
when the body gives thoughts,
olabira ddala nga bw'oba tofudde,
you see if he's not died,
ofiiriziddwa,
you've lost,
waliwo ebifu,
there are losses you've made, I've gotten poor,
biweddewo,
they have all finished. When you get the mind of the spirit,
you
see life and peace. Romans 8 verse 7.
Okulowooza kw'omubiri bwe bulabe eri Katonda, kubanga tekufugibwa amateeka ga Katonda, kubanga n'okuyinza tegakuyinza.
Kakati
now
okulowooza kw'omubiri,
the mind thoughts of the body, become an enemy of God. You wage a battle. That the thoughts of the body, they are not controlled by the laws of God. Even laws of God cannot. They can't control the thoughts of the body. The thoughts of the body. Even
the
laws of God reach a point as if they are not there.
I'm going to go back to
the example of adultery and fornication. In the moment when you've been captured, you've lusted with that person,
the laws
become, but you beat them aside. You may feel a battle involved.
Lost of God,
try to penetrate. Don't commit adultery. You beat them out. Please. And the body begins.
Do you know
we are in the flesh?
And
you begin.
Era no funa chance mazima. No wambe no wozi.
If you capture that thought,
we need your food to come in.
They run quick.
Ugendo ora.
You go weeping.
Nothing in the corner.
I was going to sin.
Nenga to manchi chechi bandi wakadiya.
But what was in the midst there?
It's
been a very serious battle.
The thoughts
of the body and of the spirit. God puts laws in place.
If
you're captured with the body and its thoughts, they cannot at all help you. What we have to do
to
capture and subject our bodies under the thoughts. What troubled Ananias and Sapphira was that they sold, yet they were in the flesh.
Going
to sell the
body,
held the spiritual aspect a little of it.
And when they
sell the feet of the apostles, they sold
the
body, so money. All the money as it is,
as plenty
as you see it,
you
carry, are you foolish? Take it to God. And he told them, as it was still yours, it was in your hands, yours. You say, let's give
you
after you sold your reasoned wrong thing.
Yes, Satan,
see you've accepted things of the flesh and tears you up. And they appear heavy.
It
can even give you sleep. You go sleep that you cooks you very well.
One was
standing up to go do something of
righteousness.
He can shut you in a room. Have you ever been there with evil thoughts?
Wanted
to go in your friends.
Your
thoughts tell you.
Give
yourself like 40 minutes. You can sit in the room when they are
so
coming
home.
If you brain went with your brethren, they would have saved you.
Now,
what they do, they corner you. And they cook you very well. And after you come, when you leave from there, you've changed programs. This body, when
you
are still in it, we still follow it. Nothing we have to do pleasing God. Till we've subjected and captured it.
We
treat it. Someone asks a question. If me indeed, the greed of money, how do I treat that greed?
And
have greed of money. Anytime I touch it, I get wild. I can even pledge before God. But when I get money, I feel it is sweet.
And
it's enjoying to count it when it's plenty. What can I do to treat that? Treat myself from that. If you'll do things of God,
it's
a point when it will start immediate. And you don't wait for a second thought. You stand immediate. Things you fall upon, you strangle them. And you do it and not give any second thoughts and to think much of it.
To
be strangled.
Something
goes, you see, as if it's overpowered
no,
you.
No
more can box it.
And
you jump for it once. You strangle it.
This
failed on you this time, you will stand as they have stricken you with electricity. And you do it. Things of righteousness, they are to forcefully advance in them.
Amen.
When you reach and say it's sweet buds, if I'm going to pick it, let me get brethren, we go with them. This time let them be the one to have and hold it. I'm
going to
tell them, this is mine, this one goes here, and this one. You avoid of it this time.
I can tell
you, if they steal it, if they steal me now, there are things and indeed them.
Treating
them, you have to use different medicine of the word of God. Needs to be treated and be subjected. Treated others just to be captured.
Amen.
And it brings the thoughts. They don't read the Bible. I'm to read it 3 hours. As you sleep, you stand up with it. Forcibly.
He's going
to capture them. It doesn't accept you want to do it. You have to capture it. Don't capture it. Please, you can't take them from another except you capture it. And you capture that
box.
You say you will go where?
Mchidongo.
In the disco? Praise, I've captured you. Since you have to just capture them. Sometime back as I was studying. Point I reached I studied much, yet time is reached to wake up. I throw the blanket, stand immediately. I've not yet slept. Thing is in me up to now. My wife or my daughter when they
wake me,
I open blink immediate as if I've not slept. You're going to capture them by force.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You in the bed. Jump quick from it. Go get a story. Divert your thoughts.
That
is in different ways. Leave it on the side. Capturing the body and its thoughts.
And
treat it by force.
But why did you kura?
When we were growing, we reached in primary 6. I saw boy children proposing to girls. When they were proposing, they go in the bush. But what is pick, which comes from the bush, was not good. Now, I said here.
Yes.
Now, I
tell
you, Holy Spirit will give me what to do.
This is
why I felt I would have proposed.
But
it will come out, I'm not ready to handle it. I said, you know what?
Would
be the strategies of proposing which are on standard. I said, when I begin to love, I'll begin from 10% level.
And
it doesn't capture me.
I put
a strategy, tell me. The one I'll propose to, I'll not first tell them open.
I'll
be their friend, see what they are. I shouldn't speak to them when they're in a bush. They can arrest me from there. And they seduce me to other things. We have to always speak in public places, in the fields. Even their home, I go to their home. As if I
say
to myself, I captured the body, yet I didn't know what I was capturing. I didn't know what would have come next.
Even
when I
reach
senior,
can't
go speak elsewhere where we speak from what is there.
What you
to what a speaker aside? It's what we do is wrong.
I love
capture the body from those days by the Spirit of God.
These
I put in place and they are stumbling blocks to cut it off. But they help you much.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God.
So now we're supposed to strategies of
strategies to capture the body and its thoughts. Humble it to the mindset of God and the thoughts of God. If it's morality disturbing you, look for scriptures like 50. Don't commit adultery. Those who commit
will
get consumed in fire.
No.
And you put them there as stumbling
blocks.
Look for such scriptures. And speak it to others to also help you.
You know why?
Sometimes I lie yet I don't know.
Time you retain it yourself,
it will capture you. It doesn't want you to get help.
Spoken
that in that way. One day we went to study after primary 7. They take us to watch films. How do they get HIV? And how does it affect someone? As we start studying, they showed us how things happen. You go join yourself out. If you get a
child,
as we still watching,
those
days I didn't know it's the Holy Spirit.
Action.
That where there's an action,
reaction.
There is a reaction. I say, what is that? It came in my mind. If someone watches what another does, this one to set themselves to do this thing.
But they are not ready
to think of the sickness they have been teaching of.
But the body
telling them all are not sick. I say that's the wrong method of teaching. They wouldn't have shown us the action they do to get HIV. They would have shown us how it affects a person. They
showed
how you propose and you love each other. And they go in the bed, we see them. They
began
to do as we see them when we got out of the room. I looked at the boys. They go with boys in the bush. And the body no more in control.
Yes,
Jesus. Learning to capture the body. Right from all years as I was growing. There are boys who told me I was like 13 years.
Told
me, you see you, when you reach 14 years, you begin to propose to girls. I told myself, when I reach 14 years,
I'm
going to prove I will not do it. Now the battle,
I
set it ahead. Yet I proved it to them. I reached those years. I passed them.
They
told them, no, not past 16 years. I
said,
even there you're going to prove it. When the body is so, maybe the spirit is close to me.
Satan
has no way out
to
me.
He
went in my friends.
What
the Holy Spirit did, put a way of capturing the body. And it falls when it's early.
Now,
the word I've tried to bring your way, learning to capture the body and its thoughts, put it under the thoughts of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
God
thinks of big things, what he tells us.
Yeah,
we are in the flesh to see those things.
Some
to be very hard to fulfill them.
When God called
me, they were years early of the flesh. Nothing he told me which was small. He tells it to me on my size. Have you understood that? Things he told me,
they
needed people of many years.
Yet he
tells them to me the size
I mean,
and they are the them. That's why in the gospel I have nothing of the young children. For when they give you the gospel, you preach it to those who are
born,
those in the wombs, those who born, those growing, walking, youth, the old. They don't give it to you. That is for the young children. Now you have to believe, to think like God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Have
to believe, think like God.
He
speaks with us in the Corinthians. He speaks of that word. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now let's try to capture our bodies and our thoughts. Capture, put them under the mindset of God. Even some that we treat them.
But
their thoughts and they are very sick. And you may think the right thing, but it's moving slow paced, it's with much malaria. Another is lame. Let's read verse 16. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16.
Kubanga ani yali ategedde okulowooza kwa Mukama waffe alyoka amuyigirize. Naye ffe tulina okulowooza kwa Kristo.
Naye ffe tulina okulowooza kwa
Kristo. We hold the mindset of Christ.
Okulowooza kwa Kristo kujja muffe mu ngeri
bwe. The mindset of Christ comes in us in this way.
Muyokana 15:7.
In the John 15:7. If you abide in him, and his words abide in us, we can ask what is given us.
The
mindset of Christ comes in us as we think like his words are.
And
the mindset of the Father comes in us, and his word is in us. Many times we fail to get the mindset of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I know why you get them, but
this is where he speaks in Corinthians.
And he said,
we do all possible till we capture every thought subject to the mindset of God, knowledge of God. And we bring them. Second Corinthians 10.
Katsumeyo.
Second Corinthians 10:5.
Katuwe kurokutano.
Aba Corinthians chokubiri sura ya 10 onyolo kutano.
Second Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 5.
Ngatumenya empaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu ekikulumbazibwa okulwana n'okumanya kwa Katonda. Era nga tujeemula buli kirowoozo okuwulira Kristo.
Odide ekigambo ekiri awo.
Hear the word there.
Kwegamba waliwo empaka.
Now there are contentions.
Okubale kangobe ebintu byonna bye tuzze tukola wano.
Things we've been doing here.
Tuzze tulwana empaka nga zimutuufu.
We've been fighting contentions a much.
Kale munsi.
In the world.
Mukama amaze okutujjuza ekigambo.
God has filled us the word.
Era olwaleero bw'ogwa ku muntu yenna.
Today when you meet a person,
mu kigambo kya Katonda osobola okumenya empaka.
In the word of God you can break those contentions.
Naye ekizibu ate ffe tetwesiŋŋanyeemu.
But problem we found ourselves.
Mollish
arguments which contend with what God tells us to do.
Bariba to sing and abaja.
Others to find us those coming.
Nga fetuliku standard.
And we are on that standard.
Take away chokatonda jaya gari chini mukumanya kwe.
Bless what God wants, which is in His knowledge.
Ugabiri mwa kumenya. Mpaka ziga na kubao.
Arguments don't fail to be involved.
Na ye ukutu kukuwakana ukumenya mpaka
hizo. Reaching to break them. Let's repeat it.
2
Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5.
Ngatumenya empaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu ekikulumbazibwa okulwana n'okumanya kwa Katonda era nga tujeemula buli kirowoozo okuwulira Kristo.
Kugamba okujeemulula.
Now to try to capture subjects. To bring all thoughts to obey God. Today we are in this place. We determined. Everyone had a thought that these things will not happen. When we do it, we shall put that thought down. Everything we've been doing,
as
evil thought, it has been disproving.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have to try to see.
And
these arguments will break, demolish them.
This
is going to capture. You see, commando films. They capture someone and they break their leg or arm.
Put
wrong and you have to break them immediately.
Beat
it a heavy word of God.
If you hear a
thought come evil, you say,
you,
in the world you'll never be perfected.
And
thoughts wrong come your way and you capture it immediately.
Say,
in the world you'll never happen and come to pass in the world. And I'll never to exist.
And
to break its arguments.
And
can come back for his big, someone who is big headed can't give up easily.
And
someone you beat.
And you
beat them the hand.
And they can't
lift a hand at least to slap you.
Yeah,
thoughts you beaten it.
It
has no more strength.
It comes
back points on you.
You
beaten me.
But
the way you hear it,
as
it's inflicting the pain in its power.
Get fingers,
break them.
Mazima, mchisera chino chenjogera kodi mori.
Time I speak unto you.
Kugamba, udino kuwamba mbili kwa fenendo oze ye tono.
Capture our body and that small mind for you.
Fenendo oze tuleta mbuwambe.
Thoughts which bring us in captivity of Satan.
Irange tulemeso kugondere ndo oza ya
katona. Hindle us obey the thoughts of God.
Banji kumwe singa muri bulungi.
Many of you would have been very well.
Nevi njibe tuogera namu.
Many things we speak with you.
Ngate musobura kubikora.
You cannot do them.
Ninge chivude kejo.
What's caused that?
Bwe tubiyoge ndo uli denga bya manyi.
Spoke that you felt their power. Uli denga
bibawo.
Felt they happen.
Urubo fubutuka.
When you move out.
Ndo waweru.
You go out.
No gana ye mutume na ye muntu.
Apostle to is a human being.
Nange,
me, I can think for myself.
Yes, of course. You wonder where the yes, word is. You
thought for yourself before you came my way.
But
don't ask yourself. But
I can think.
Why did I first think before I went to him?
I would have
thought first.
And I
don't go trouble him.
Probably
you
come,
you speak together.
Father
hears.
Matthew 18:19.
You they agree on the earth on issue, and the Father will do it. And you break it. You say,
I'm
an apostle.
He's
spoken after him.
The
same physical canal. Maybe as a deal is up to. The truth is this.
Every time
the counsel of God, I have a deal, but it's of goodness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
person without a deal, I don't
think
so. Even Satan has a deal of destroying you.
But
prove there is always a deal, but it's of goodness. Let's move on.
2 Corinthians 10:6. Eranga tweteesetese okuwala ne gwanga kubutagonda bonna okugonda kwamwe we kulitukirira.
Akati
now
tuba tulibetegefu.
We are ready
okuwala ne gwanga kubutagonda
to carry out vengeance on every disobedience.
Singo okugonda kuba kumaze okujja.
If obedience has come.
After we've
done what God has told us to
do, headed,
but see how we've done the thing and it's happened. Satan, speak again that it's not happening.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Let
me tell you one thing. Many times,
Kirungi bwobanga ojemu rukusi.
It's good when you've changed.
Ngovudde mbojemu.
Shifted from rebellion.
Okoleyo kone kuwala negwanga.
Make a vengeance.
Stole
tithe and offerings before, and you get from that.
This
time I'm going to do, and I pay what I stole. And you carry vengeance out.
It
was before. If you betrayed when you gather, and
breach,
you've captured it,
you
come down that situation.
Say,
I'm going. I reached at two. Me, I'll reach at one. I want to prove to you. I am carrying vengeance upon you because of disobedience. Let's be ready. Carrying vengeance out. After we obey the voice of God, time is to come and we carry vengeance out. Those who have thoughts that it will not happen. Not that we pray evil prayers to them, we shall ask, do you see what television has done? Vengeance isn't finished.
Themselves
will grin.
I didn't
think well.
So to get a Korea Guanga,
no courage, vengeance, and hunt any person.
But
we hunt every disobedience. Many times we fight much. Every person to first humble. Then we carry vengeance out. At times we give testimonies. Thank God I was doing this and that.
But
now strength is given is much. I wrestle them, beat them down. And you carry vengeance out. You see, we try. You had some rebellion, you're moving in the house of God. At times, as if you are bearing it. Not that you want to be rebellious like that.
But
we wait for an opportune time after you will humble.
So
you remember what you used to do that time? Remember how you troubled us?
You ran
the truth, you told us, come, we look for you. Now even now move out of it. After you sunk in it, you've understood it.
You
say you to run again. But in the beginning we can say, let's go look for them.
But
after you will know it.
Ngatugamba,
and you said now, you troubled us last time.
You
remember you ran from truth. You thought of what? Now you're free, you run, go.
You would have
no option of running, you no more do that.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish here.
2
Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7.
Mutunulire ebintunga bwebiri. Omuntu yenawe ye ulira mulinga wa Kristo. Yerowoze kino nate kanti. Nga ye bwali wa Kristo. Era na fewe tutyo.
Kugamba twetaga okutunulira ebintu nga
bwe biri. We need to look to things as they are.
Omanye ekigambo okutunulira ebintu nga bwe biri kiwanvu.
What look to things the way they are is a long word.
Olowooza biri bitya kati.
You think how are they now?
Mutunulira ebintu nga
bwe biri. Look to things how they are.
Sawa zino osobola okulaba nga bwe biri.
This time can you see how they are?
Olaba ki?
What do you see? You know in the vision, in the book of Zechariah,
and
the other books, God wakes people up, asks them, what do you see? And they slept in spirit.
And
God took you already the vision, yet you are sleeping within the vision. He reaches to tap you, wake you up.
Zachariah.
What do you see?
Wanga gama nanzu kusanga
omuntu. He woke me. Someone sleeping in much sleep. Is it a vision? How dare you sleep in the vision of God? Then he asks you. And see, you gave up, he brought you things to see you are snoring. As you wake up, the seven lamps, they're shining. Imagine now.
God
put a vision big. This time we're on television.
You're
sleeping, you don't see it.
It took spiritual world.
See things heading on.
You see
change nations.
You
see you do great things. You're still sleeping. You see things near here.
Zana namasuba.
Zana namasuba.
Entebbe.
Don't look to nations.
Uganda,
Uganda hear truth.
East Africa.
Asia.
America.
Europe.
Namawanga.
And the rest.
God
needs to awake you every day.
And we come here to
speak things of television on Wednesday. Till you will wake up. You are snoring in sleep.
God
said, took in the vision. That's what I'm on.
It's
the mindset I'm on. There are things I want to do and with you. I'm still sleeping.
That scripture,
is it far?
It's
written Zachariah as he's woken up. You can go there and read it. Let's move on.
Bakolinso chokubire sula ya 10 olunyolomnana.
2 Corinthians 10 verse 8.
Kubanga ne wendi sukiriro kwenyumiriza olobu inza bwafe. Mukama afwe bayatuwa olokubazimba. So silwa kubasula. Siri kwati bwansonyi.
Twagala nyoko iso buyinzo.
We want much use that authority.
Obwokuzimba
of building.
So sikusula muntu yena.
Yet not making someone and pull down any person.
Anga soso gamba guru.
His face shows you.
That
we see things just as they are. We don't see them upside down. Don't get a thought, say, television of apostle. Don't get a thought, say, pride has arrived. Those who came out say it.
Kwagara malala na kumanyika mangu.
Proud. What is the television needed for in this time?
You're not going to
follow your thoughts of the flesh to become enemies of God.
You
want to see things just as they are. This world, don't they need this truth? If you look to things now, you see people
are
thirsty, people have no words, people are in need. If you are of the Christ, that you are in the Spirit, when we too we are ahead of that in spirit.
If
you say you are of Christ, we too we are beyond.
We
have a thought beyond your limits. We think our brethren all over the world. The authority we have is much.
It
can boost in this word. Not for pulling down people. Being in progress. But to build.
There are
suggestions you come with reason together. Maybe in business. In your home.
And
we use what is given us. Not wanting to destroy you, or your marriage to crash, or your job, or your finances. Not wanting to pull you down.
Sometimes
if you tell you,
get
this money you have, make a make a television and put shares in it.
It's
a thought building you yourself.
Amen.
When you put money in it, you will be saving money and they will pay you back. Even profits are
tight.
You be counted among those who put it in place. How dare you think then? authority to pull you down. Others say,
the
apostle tells us, sell our land. Among you are people
who pass
through confusing others. Any person
and
they bring you thoughts which is sick, almost have a wild sickness which can't be cured, you cut yourself from them, you
report
them from the many, to the many brethren.
Kubanga singa Adam ne Eve bakubenduru mu lusukuru wa Katonda.
Satan is here.
Bandi badde
bamuona. They would have been escaping.
Ne badda mukutaisa
naye. But they began reason with him.
Nabako,
look at this.
Muni atera ikirara.
And the other.
Tomara gakoragana na muntu mbomuona sente ngato tugambi.
Someone lulende bani and you don't tell us.
Mbuwa
that they are of a, they are among the congregation.
People
who pass through people.
In the name of
apostle, they borrow from others. They target others. And they come there. And they run to speak with apostle. And they are near to him. After they pass aside. And they tell their brethren heavy words. Don't stop relations happening among us. That we help, we have helpings among ourselves.
It
reaches the thing someone asks you that are not proper. Those who ask of love from others. The way they ask, that they ask in the name of apostle is aware of it. Borrows, they say, apostle is aware of it. And it doesn't pay back. Don't just move and relate with people to that extent. What I speak is this. Let's take and subject our bodies.
If we
treat their thoughts,
if
we obey the thought of God,
if
we see things just as they are.
Nothing
I'm planning here. Oh, I'm telling you, and I'm intending to rob from you,
or
I'm intending to build only myself. I don't see what I've built myself in, except spiritual.
And
even spiritual, I've not built myself alone. I keep everything
in
understanding in all knowledge without payment. Spiritual, I give it. Physicals,
then
to share except one.
I
don't share my body with another, any other, except my wife.
Amen.
Try to open the heart
to
show light of everything how it's done,
so
that we can see things how they are done.
You know,
living tithes and offerings here, helping people in need.
I
want to show you how things move and how they are.
You see,
well, the tithes and offerings you bring,
I
want to show you how things are. To teach them, nothing is left out. I want you not to think
that there are
schemes behind I will pass through.
Every
scheme God is giving ability to reveal them.
Now, it's
me, which scheme I will pass through to rob from you. What is there is wanting to build yourself and our many brethren all over the world.
So,
no
pulling down and then destroying, neither robbing,
but
want to obey the thought of God
and
subject, capture the body and the thoughts to humble to the thoughts of God and to see things how they are. Let's repeat verse 8.
Second
Corinthians 10 verse 8.
Kubanga nebwe ndi sukirira okwenyumiriza olwobuyinza wafe mukama wafe bayatuwa olwokubazimba so sirwa kubasula siri kwatiwa nsonyi olwomwenda nemo kufanana nga abatiisa nebbaluwa zange olwekumi kubanga boogera nti ebbaluwa zenzibu zamanyi naye bwabaawo omubiri gwe munafu
when we hear the words, they are all elevated.
And
when we look at him, we speak with him, we laugh.
We thought
he is a man who is fearful.
You know, when people
had letters of Apostle Paul, and they said he must be an angel perhaps.
And
others said he's God. But when he appeared in them, he speaks with them, they chat with him, they reason with him. We thought,
according to
the letters we hear from him,
we thought
is a man, even think and speaking with him. Some of you came with a fear like that.
Same
servant of God.
Now
you're there. The one we chat with every time.
Apostle,
how are you doing? Now you reach a time
when
you speak, you put it in the flesh, even doing the good,
and
you see it like a joke. Not like that.
It's
like the mindset of God,
it's
in the power of the word of God.
It's
you think of them like that.
If you
think we chat and we speak, I wonder how you see and perceive it.
When we chat there
and we speak, you say,
things
apostles say, they are a joke because we always joke with him. It's not a joke. Things meant to be like that.
Have to
speak with each other,
have
able to speak, relate,
must
be able to meet me.
And
I'm not fearful.
You
wish to see me coming and you run off
to
pick my Bible. What we up to, and we see how God sees things.
The
problem we have
is that now pastors'
wives and husbands, they were fearful. You know my wife, but
you
may not out there on the other side. They are on the forefront.
Because
of that situation,
if
someone sees them there, Apostle's wife, what is she saying even? You see things different, but the body is reached you on that. The body you are on,
everything
big we fail to think as it is,
fails
because of the much flesh we've involved.
We
shall even cause the new ones to think
things
here they don't honor them. If a new person has come here, what they first think, it seems apostle,
if
spoken something is final,
it's
you who caused them to
say,
our apostle is like that. At times he's joking. Sometimes he jokes.
You
see how we treat them bad manners.
Brethren, let's see things how they are. God has reasoned with us. God has spoken with us.
Let's
take forward to see things how they are. Don't need that we put walls on ourselves.
Apostle
is hard to access. Interprets apostle.
He's a man. Out there
you are meant to pass through someone, reach the main man.
All
the things have been peaceful.
See, the
mindset of God is failed as moved by it. Mindset of God in everything needs to be there. Movements in speech, in relating with people. Every word God's mindset is involved.
Inquire,
what does God think of the thing? And you take away the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to Jawa mobili guru.
Let's take away this flesh. Capture it.
Nendoza yagu.
With its thoughts.
Pakanga tumazoku biteka.
Once subjected them down.
To
obey the thoughts of God.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri esula ya kumi olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
2 Corinthians 10 verse 10.
Kubanga boogera nti ebbaluwa z'enzibu z'amaanyi naye bw'abaawo omubiri gwe munafu n'okwogera kwe si kintu. Olw'ekumi n'olumu ali bw'atyo alowooze kino nti nga bwe tuli mu bigambo mu bbaluwa nga tetuliiyo era bwe tutyo bwe tuli mu bikolwa nga tetuli eyo.
Call
it. As the word is,
that
is how we are. The servant is like that. See, most things we reason here.
Whether
you bring or you don't bring, they will happen. Don't you have you seen them?
But
it still causes another is obeying. Everything we speak happens. What apostles speak their week? Why do they happen? Who first of them among you? Not wanting to push you and to scorn you. Everything we've done here, who raised this a hand, you fasted that they happen.
Huh?
Who?
Don't
if you're there and you are not told us.
Who
slept praying for them?
They
have strength when they are spoken. That is how they are.
And
they will happen.
Even
those told you individually, they will happen on you.
Amen. They are like that with their strength.
But the body is what captured, finished you.
You
begin to think they will not happen like that.
We're
going to buy here. Now we are moved on. We are going to build. We build. We
are
going to cement.
We're
going to put carpets.
We're
going to buy chairs. Pastor David, who's been praying for them?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Where you work,
people,
they put special intercessors for that. And you prayed, you got figured not
eating.
Things never appeared. As they are spoken, they are like that. As letters are. Power is like that to those servants.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, no
of weakness not to happen here. Sometime back he said, refuse to bring money yet they have it,
and
bring it in another dimension.
The word dimension, it was the major word speaks of another way. Through another way.
Ichumbanze walindi ni kusuwa
deal.
Kangumyo uraba.
I tell you see.
Sibera ngakao nenge ngentu rwa muri
mugwa kama. Never been there gotten dismayed on God's work.
Nditeguli bawo.
That will never happen.
Bwamaro kuogera.
After he speaks.
Nja kukubiriza ngo moyo bwana apaje muri.
Naye
bakusuwa deal ntu wemuremererwa yitagena lemerwa.
Sure deal if you fail he will not fail.
Wo kitegede kigambi.
You understood that word? If
there
is some failing, I will not accept fail. You know why?
The
Bible says, if we reject Christ, he cannot reject himself.
Now,
Jesus wakes up
to you.
Because he refused to believe me too, I'm no more Jesus. When I learned that word,
everything
meant to happen,
I
leave it to the end.
Amen.
But if you begin on it,
you have to
hold it stand.
Yes.
That is Jesus. Reject him is there.
Not
waking up to reject not being Jesus for rejecting him.
Yesu.
He is Jesus.
If we
reject him, he is Jesus. All things God tells us,
they
are, is the way they are, and they will be. They will never change. He will do them. If we attach ourselves to him, we don't understand him.
We
would have said it would be impossible. But since we began, we've looked at him. Did I send for a
jerrycan
of water? Pray for it to get blessed. Did I send a pot of anointing? Did I send an handkerchief? I sent you for what?
Started
God does this,
and
the one moving on doing it.
Is there a room
I built, I take you in? Started, God is everywhere.
No more.
His spirit is everywhere.
His
hand is not shortened. Every place it reaches. No secret place. Ask God, you will hear you. Everything is open as we are here. Did I send anyone?
You
bring a dress. I pray for you, get a husband.
Someone
I sent for their underwear and they failed to get a wife. I see getting married, others get married. Did you fast for that? There is something God does.
Amen.
Brother George, that side, how did you do things? Did you fast? Praying much?
He had
people marry without any prayer for that. And they get married. And the weddings are powerful.
Amen.
They
study God openly and works openly.
So we want to
get the mindset of God.
There's
no corners involved. It's direct,
clear.
Angel of God,
counsel of God,
ask him.
Angel of God,
season and times, do this. Angel of season and times, we tell you first, take a goat to him. Things
are
the way they are. The way we started, they are like that.
The
way we started happened like that.
There
is no corners involved.
Let's
accept the mindset of God.
Avoid
them their thoughts. Treat them. We subject them.
Those
lacking a little.
And there are those
poverty to begin to
capture
them.
Amen.
You feel the love
of generation.
But
the body is consumed with its thoughts.
Battle,
you don't know what is it.
I love
new generation.
The
gospel in it is good. God works for us.
Why?
At times I feel rebellious. That is the body.
It
involved, captured you.
Now
you think things of the flesh. Even Satan is close there. Let's finish here.
2
Corinthians 10 verse 12.
Kubanga tetwanganga kwelowooza nga tuli ku muwendo gw'abalala. Kwaba abeetendereza bokka newankubadde okwegeraageranya nabo. Naye bo bokka nga beegeza bokka na bokka era nga beegeraageranya bokka na bokka tebalina magezi.
Kakati
now,
things
of comparing yourself, comparing yourself with others, is not a good thing. You know, when you go out, say,
Pastor's
ready to put a television, he spent how many years? He first got old,
and
some hair cut off his head. What about Pastor Kayanja? All of us got old. What about Pastor Senyonga?
Now,
Apostle still has all hair on his head. We put a television.
Yes,
first take a couple of years.
After
you touch yourself.
Now,
as I see myself.
You
compare yourself of weakness. You have no wisdom of
God
abuse. Is that what they have said? If you compare yourself of
other things,
you have no wisdom. Read it for us.
2
Corinthians 10 verse 12.
Kubanga tetwanganga kwelowooza nga tuli ku muwendo gw'abalala. Kwaba abeetendereza bokka newankubadde okwegeraageranya nabo. Naye bo bokka nga beegeza bokka na bokka era nga beegeraageranya bokka na bokka tebalina magezi.
Bw'otandika okwegeraageranya
wekka na
wekka, you
bear without wisdom.
You
say, me, what can I do in the kingdom of God?
God
give strength to serve him.
It's
not us giving to ourselves. Why do you accept he empowers you to work?
Begin
to measure yourself, things not right. Some people even begin businesses.
But
not that you would have begun that. But you say to yourself, me as me. What can I buy and sell? Except jackfruit. And ride it on a wheelbarrow.
If
I have capital myself, I buy it in
mouth.
I shift from it.
Nengenda.
I move on.
Nengengo.
I buy clothes.
Nengitunda.
I sell, shift, go to accessories.
You
putting yourself in higher levels.
But why you can't
left levels to a level, we shouldn't go backwards.
Amen.
We have moved
on all our lives.
We
are not going to retard.
We are
going to grow all the time, spiritually and physically.
When we
get more knowledge of riches, even the riches of the flesh. For why?
For
service, help to support others, we need to earn more.
Those
will be given jobs and many.
Those will
be added on money, salaries.
Those
in
jobs are many.
But
if we think, when
you
got the basket and give me 3,000, I'll survive with that.
Survive
and stick a way to go beyond 3,000.
And then you say,
it's me to put it in to help others. We don't stop you there, but get a more thought than that.
Another
looked, they said, me, what will I ever do in the world? I have to remain in Jesus when I go back to heaven. And they see themselves, they ended in the world. They ended. They remain, come get on tithes and offerings.
And
when they get where they are sleeping, you fall face it. They say, as long as I sleep, I even get what to eat. If they have no children, that when you feel them. But brethren,
don't
you think as God thinks? Get the mindset of God.
Verses
because of time. Second Corinthians
10:13. Wabula mu kigere ky'ensalo Katonda kye yatugabira okuba ekigera era n'okutuuka gye muli.
Now we have measures of thinking
to
reaching every person. Think beyond, even if it's businesses, think beyond where you end. See, you reach every person. Now in the gospel,
we
think
Muzana,
we're going to end in Zana,
Uganda,
or in Uganda,
abantu,
reaching to people. But how? That's why I say we think
as the
limits God has given us
to
reaching to you.
Imagine,
these were far, but they try to see the gospel reaching.
So reaching.
Now, our bodies are broad.
Broaden
my boundaries, Lord. Enlarge them.
Enlarge
them if you see them in a smaller angle.
So,
think the breadth of what God's given us.
Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 10:14. Kubanga tetukunukiriza kusinga kigera ng'abatatuuka gye muli. Kubanga era twajja n'okutuuka gye muli mu njiri ya Kristo. Onyolo 15 nga tetwenyumiriza kusinga kigera kyaffe mu mirimu gy'abalala egy'abalala naye nga tusuubira okukkiriza kwammwe bwe kukula okugulumizibwa mu mmwe ng'ensalo yaffe bw'eri okusukkirira.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti ebibyo nabye tusuubira.
And all those we hope for
okukola
to do
tubikolidde mu kusuubira nga tuli wamu nammwe.
Done them hoping with you.
Era nga mwe mutuwa ensalo.
It's you giving us the boundaries. Let's move on, Pastor. Let's put the best. What is this? You are the one around.
You
we count on our borders. You moving on the boundaries.
Right?
Reaching the measure of God.
Amen.
We are not going to stretch
to
speak till that one is not here.
But
let's do this. It's you around. It's you we speak to.
These
issues I tell them to whom? Begin to hear, to give
suggestions.
Give us suggestions. We tell them to whom? The gospel has to reach the
world.
Those around are the boundaries we have now,
which
to help us move ahead.
Now,
go make a conference in the market of Zana.
Tubagamba abange.
We tell them, brethren, bring money, we make focus TV. They think what?
Hmm.
You told mindset of God. You started long here through. You failed to think now. How more the one in the way?
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri esula ya kumi onyolwe kumi n'omukaaga.
Second Corinthians 10 verse 16.
Era n'okubuulira enjiri mu bifo ebiri ewala okusinga mmwe.
Nti naga naye. Ekirowoozo kiri bweki.
The point is this.
Twagala kubuulira njiri okusinga ku mmwe ate abatudde wano.
Gospel beyond you sitting here.
You
think of yourself sitting there.
Thought
of God says,
take
gospel go beyond those sitting here.
Uganda
go far.
But why
do you think of yourself?
Those
receiving the love of God, will of God,
you
love him, you don't love him.
If you
can't do the will of God as the Spirit is given us,
you
do not love God. How can he prove you love him? Second Corinthians 10 verse
16. Era obutenyumiriza mu nsalo eya abalala olw'ebyeteeseteese 17 naye yenyumiriza nga mu Mukama waffe onyole 18 kubanga yetendereza yekasi ye si yasimibwa wabula Mukama waffe gwatendereza.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Mukama waffe gwatendereza.
The one the Lord commands is blessed.
We don't want
to boost in the others.
We need to
do the work of God.
We need to wake up,
say we did it.
And
let's accept.
We
capture bodies.
We treat
them with the thoughts.
They
obey the thought of God.
To see things
as God sees them. How they are. What he tells us these days is one on television.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Let's
see, believe it.
We
encourage our brethren. We shall put in the place.
If you're
going to put it in
place,
it's going to be in place.
It's
going to change many.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
May
God bless you.
Tugenda kuulirako ku biteeso katono.
I'm going to have some suggestions.
Abalina obweyamo.
Even the pledgings.
Abakyeyagala okweyama.
Those still want to pledge.
Atwebaza Katonda nti bangi kumwe mulese wakati mu wiki.
Thank God many have brought in the middle of the week.
Wadde muleta.
You have been bringing.
Era tugenda mmaso n'okubawandiika.
And we move on to register right you.
Our
property there on market now.
Move
on, see, we gather all what's given us in this place.
We need
other suggestions.
Those
with the pledge.
And
those who have what they brought. Let's give what we
brought.
Amen. And
all together with the tithes and offerings,
we
give.
If you're
giving, you feel you want to speak with us,
you are
free.
Say,
I'm giving, I wanted to speak with you. If it concerns the television, let's first thank God.
Father Almighty,
we thank you
for
the good time he's given us.
He
told us, God Almighty,
tuwambe era tujye mu rulebiro umubiri gwaffe n'ebirowoozo
capture and subject our bodies and thoughts
era tubijjanja
and we treat them
kutuuka nga bigondedde okwagala
till you obey your will
era nga bigondedde okulowooza
and obey your mindset
era n'otugamba mukama
and you told us Lord
tulabe ebintu nga bw'obiraba
things just as you say
era ebintu nga bw'ebiri
how things are
tukugulumiza nga tukudize ekitiibwa n'ettendo
give glory and honor
kubanga igwe Katonda atuyigiriza okugasa
God teaching us to profit
watugamba Isaiah 8:8
told us Isaiah 48:17
nabanze mukama abayigiriza okugasa
I'm God teaching you to profit
abalage kubuli mbamu kwata sebo tukwebaza ayi kitafu omulungi kubanga nolwa yo tuyigiriza twazze ku lusozero ayi mukama kamu mika esule yokuna okuyigirizibwa gwe Katonda tusinganye omwoyo w'omutukuvu ngamu Yokana 14 nyilwa birimu omukaga tiye bwalijja alitujukiza byonna alituyigiriza byonna tukwebaza yo omwoyo w'amazima olinnya lya mukama waffe Yesu kubanga n'olwaleero otuyigiriza olw'okugasa otuyigiriza mukama okuwamba embiri gyaffe okugijjanjaba n'ebirowoozo byayo okubiwamba okubiteeka wansi w'okulowooza era nga tutegedde mukama endowooza y'omubiri olaba egy'oli mukama twagala okulowooza n'endowooza yo Yesu gy'oyogeddeko mu bakolisi ekisooka esula ey'okubiri 16 kubanga tulina endowooza ya Kristo twagala okulaba ebintu nga bibiri era mukama tukwebaza kubanga n'ekyo kituyigiriza era otujjanja byamagezi otuwonyeza ayi mukama otuzizza bujja otukuza olw'ekigambo ekyo abayogera mu Yokana 15 temuli batukuvu olw'ekigambo kye muwulidde weebale mukama kubanga otukuza amagezi otuzizza bujja otuwadde amaanyi agali mu kigambo era mukama tugenda okukwata okuwaayimu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo abayogera mu Malaki 3 olunyiya okutandika olw'omunaana paka olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri era tutuukiriza mukama tubatumenya okuleeta ku bigere by'abatume ayi mukama muyize ebintu byonna buli muntu nno alyoka aweebwe ng'obwetavuwe buli tuleetemu ebyekkumi n'ebiweebwayo natukwebaza olw'okutuwa amaanyi okutuwa amaanyi tusobola okukola n'otuwa omukisa era mukama nga tusaba ogwongere yongere era otwongere n'obukuumi omukama ku mirimu gy'emikono gyaffe mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu tusabye nga tukwebaza mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu kusobola Katonda omulamu leeta tuweeyo nga bwe twakugambyeko nti bw'oba owaayo ng'owulira oyagala kwogerako
naffe
oli waddembe okwogerako gye tuli okutuwa ekigambo eky'amagezi okutuzaamu amaanyi osobole okuyimira naffe mu ngeri yonna
Stand in us in every way.
Ey'obulungi bwa Katonda.
Of the goodness of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Katulaba abalina ebiteeso.
We see people with suggestions.
Nga bwe weteekateeka n'ekiteeso kyo.
As you prepare with a suggestion.
Waliwo.
It was the last Friday.
We were here Wednesday last week.
After we planned concerning television, Brother George reached me. You can wave the one who don't know me, you that know you.
Yalina TV gye yali amanyiko.
There's a television in you of
tibagitunda
that they selling it.
Naye mujjukire yakajja wane
nakusenga. Remember, he's just come here not many days.
Kitegeeza Katonda naye yamuleta lwa
kigenda. Means God brought him for a purpose.
Mukiseera eky'omulimu gwe.
In time of his work.
N'atubuulira ku TV
yetondebwa. Told us of the television being sold.
N'akuba yesimu
n'ababuulira. He made a phone call, spoke with them.
Nga tulina okubasisinkana.
We meant to meet them.
Tulina omu kuba engineer waffe.
We have one of our engineers.
Yatukolera budget yonna eya TV.
Who made the entire budget of the television.
Yatumukubirako.
And we called him.
Najja ne tugendayo.
And we moved and we came, we went there.
Twagendayo ne batulambuza ebyuma.
When they showed us the machines.
Kubanga ekikulu wali ebyuma.
But the main thing is the machines.
Manyi TV tebeera kizibu.
The television is not the building.
Ah.
No.
There
are like three major machines, three or four. One is worth 120 millions. Another is in like 90 millions. Another 30 millions.
Can you have 300
million wonder what they are to do?
And one machine is 120
millions.
It's
very small like that.
But it's
what takes the signal around.
Now
we reach the machines.
That
television you watched it called ATV.
Some
time back it was on air, but it was put off.
The
one who began it
is
a man in the world.
But in
beginning it,
they
have a pastor they worked with,
and
he had come to run it,
that
he would run it.
Now
that pastor, he didn't
pay
all that long. But what he did is to begin his television.
In
leaving it,
the owner
was interested to run it.
Now he
had to take it off
the air. But
they had nothing to put on the television.
You have no program.
But you have money and they put a plan in you.
Now
we saw the machines.
The
good on it, on them.
The machine of 120
millions.
It doesn't
first take our images at start.
Then
that they put
it,
it accesses direct.
It can move
three television on the same.
Most
people with television stations
here, they
have partner companies, they reach their images
and you pay $5 million
a month to them
to send them
ahead to Kololo,
and they
will reach on televisions of people.
But the advantage
on this television,
the
machine sends images direct. You don't partner with anyone to send for
you. Amen. You
buy it once,
and
remained on air.
Advantage,
another advantage involved, you buy their license.
Already processing,
it's already processed, everything is available.
We
were
told
of our engineers
to process
a license that can take you 6 months.
Ate,
yet,
give
60 millions,
but
non-refundable. Whether they have given you or not, they don't refund it back.
We license, and they
find
baga million in
car. The license they need 60 millions.
You are in
120.
And it is aga, and not to
another
and
thing, you took another 60. Now, to buy what's available, begin as you buy, you begin
you sign
when it's on air.
Advantage
it's the advantage in that.
Some
things show us
that
God
sees
the thing how it is.
Amen. So
if we reached April, money is available. We begin to struggle for
license. So what do you want?
You know, this is what can be done in immediate.
Netufuna TV yo neta tugenda
ko. That television they don't take it.
Twasingananga ebyuma ebimute birimu.
So we found some. Oliyo
musumba yali abikoisa na nga yabigulira mu nagenda na.
Pastor had gone with them.
Byuma che bitalimu.
What machines?
Ebyomu studio.
Of the studio.
Camera.
Camera.
Into
just lighting.
Bino bitusubula
okwegulira. The basics we can buy.
Nyinge biri ebyuma bisindika computers onna.
All computers.
We really.
They are available.
Tuatu kayo sumba bosa yemujulizi.
Pastor Bosa is the witness.
Urugana Topaz yariko.
Evangelist Topaz was there.
Wakubwa ti. Ibaliokeba manyenti waliyo.
And they know
that if you saw
things, they will handle you.
Ani umulari yariyo. Sumba Giltoni.
Pastor Gilton was there.
No Uruganda Gondi.
And Brother George.
We company
we left, we moved our company.
We said,
let go be witnesses, see that. We saw them very well. We saw the owner. We spoke with him.
He
accepts to shift it from Nansana, take it wherever we want. Not that it remains operating in that place.
Wabula ekiriwo,
but the condition which is
yakiriza nti butuba akone milioni
ebiri 200 million we can give him
operating and tulagane ekiseera
begin operating agreed time of payment
kubanga yo wamu ya milioni bisatu
for the total of it is 300 millions.
Ate jukira ze tubadde tukunganya
kiraba na gathering. I don't know whether you see that.
Kati simanyi kirake tuwagala.
I don't know what else we want.
Gathered
to begin.
Never
and they tell you, you have been gathering 300 to begin. They tell you, bring 200 to begin. You know, we have been seeing that. We went to get the car.
And
we had 15 millions. And we wanted an old car. And
then
come with a new car.
The
Indian man insisted we take a new car.
He
insisted. Brother Topaz was there.
Gilton
was there. Pastor Robert was there.
We
ran from his office. We saw something is hard.
He
came for us where we moved. Say, who is troubling you?
Pastor.
Pastor.
Reverend.
He called me Reverend.
Reverend, you come.
Rev, come.
The owner of all
these
cars
is looking for you to take a car.
Don't even have
enough
money.
What do you have on those heads?
He said, you
have the spirit.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus. We reached there.
So you
must give me all my money. You would have said,
this.
Prove machines are well.
So compare,
give me 200 millions, begin operation.
Amen.
Signs, transfers of the names from ATV to Focus. I don't know.
Mazima singa chisoboka.
If it is possible,
mveyo mumwe.
Out of you come.
Abalina ebisoboko okuva.
Those who have things which can get.
UTV tegena koma
bukomitation.
Kutwara butwazi mawulire.
Can't even just take me
out. Ageki gambo cha
Katonda. Of the word of God.
Neno kuleta abalina ebyaffe
byo. Bring
those
our things in different places.
Tegena koma bukomi kutwara butwazi mawulire marunji munsi.
Good news in the world.
Neno kuleta abalina
ebyaffe. Bring
possible
many of them.
Which
life and serving God.
There
is going to be a new generation. And it's amazing.
Know
how it's amazing.
No ministry
begins to TV. Which has a television. That tweets
ours.
We don't push for our own. What us to refuse over that?
Situmanyi nawe kyoliko.
I don't know what you are up to.
Oyagala tugana kwenyumiriza.
You want to refuse boost of us?
Tulina okwenyumiriza.
We have to.
Obera n'okumanya tukulina.
We have full knowledge.
Tukole tutya?
What should we do?
Omanyi waliwo ebintu nga byo birina. Ane bona abate wewanye. Era abantu bajagamba naye bannaye.
People will prove it.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So mubanga lye tumaze tono.
Time we spend little.
Tuli mukwenyumiriza.
We're not boosting.
Naye ati tuwulira obulungi. Era naffe tukkiriza ebirungi. Tubyebaliza Mukama.
Thank God for them.
Tulina okubikkiriza. Tuli ebyo.
We are that.
Kugamba tuli tujjudde obulungi bwa Katonda.
Feel the goodness of God.
Obulabirizi bwe.
The stewardship of God.
Obusumba bwe.
The shepherd of
God. Kubeerawo kwe.
His presence.
We biri naffe tubiwulira tubyenyumiriza.
As we feel we boast of that.
Gwe tobiwulira.
Don't you hear them? Feel them?
Niyo wa tobiwulira twagambye oli mu mubiri.
Don't feel them. We told you we are in the you're in the flesh.
Omubiri n'endowooza bwe byakuwambye.
Your flesh and the thoughts captured
you.
Can't please go God never pleases yourself.
Ekyama kye twagamba okubabuulira tekiwedde.
We told you, we promised, is it not finished?
Kakati kijije tuli.
It's up to us now.
Okuvaayo abateereddwawo.
Coming out those put in place.
Aboogerwako mu Timoteo ekisooka mukaaga.
Spoken in 1 Timothy 6.
Abagagga mummwe.
The rich among you.
You
think we don't have them?
Mwe muri.
You are among us.
Mwe mugaga, so
you
kuwako.
Are the first.
Uri mugaga mumoyo.
You are rich in spirit.
Mkakasane mubiri mukama inacha kuwade.
Physically God who has given you something.
Ani mugaga kusiko na mubiri.
Who is rich in the flesh in this world?
Yatandikanga abalabu wumbi.
Who began counting millions, billions.
Batandikira kumbeka.
They begin from what? So it's your father's house.
When
you learn counting, you begin from 50, 100.
Because
your father's billions of money, begin from a billion shillings, 4 billions. You begin from that. Let's believe all the views.
We're going to
do the work. After we've told you what we saw. We wait suggestions. Time is left us. Let's use a few minutes. Praise Jesus, brethren. I thank God for this time. God's done us good. I'm Pastor David. First suggestion would have said,
truth,
we have need to go with that television. What I know is God prepared it for us.
I'm
giving glory and honor. Maybe me and my wife,
Nabi Rebecca,
Prophet Rebecca, we have low money like 600. We were trying to add on it, get like a motorbike. But as Bible tells us, Matthew 18:9, after you agreed on an issue, the Father is there to fulfill.
We
are going to bring that money next month. 600,000.
We
decided to start with that.
There
is also my physical father. I request we pray together by the Holy Spirit.
There
are my things he's still insisting to hold. I decided to tell God to give them back all. I believe armies of angels are there. And I've not seated myself. I have like 5 churches home. They are called those names.
Ezra.
Eva.
And Elijah.
And they
told us to begin issue
television.
I sat told them.
So first
thank the teacher of Sunday school.
Banga to yambie nyo ili
as much on the children.
Truth,
when you speak with children, they understand. I have Angel and Esther. They were put getting out their tooth.
I
told them we're going to begin raise money for television.
We
had the television home. It began to get a problem. I
said,
let's sell it when it's time.
We
shall buy another. I told them television.
He
said, you know what you do, Daddy? We shouldn't buy a television.
Angel
tells me that. And
so let's
first put the vision of our father, which he told us.
Now,
the truth they are
being meeting.
I found them made a meeting.
They
have this other boy who have not gotten tooth.
When
you do get tooth, we get money for television.
And
the man I give them, I didn't know they got a box, put it there. Now I saw they brought give it me. Anytime I get tooth out, get money for television. Why I brought this to be a lesson as mature people,
even
as
Uganda,
who are both young. The truth, they have money, they have
paid.
Me too, I promised them. If you go to speak it out, now I thank God.
They
bring their money. Thank you much. Maybe we too go out, get tooth out.
They
will not grow, don't get tooth out. The other still has a chance.
You
have another way to do it.
Amen.
This word of television, someone loves God, they see it go far. Shift from their physical thoughts. Think as God wants. We thank God to Pastor David.
He
left to buy a motorcycle. Put in the work of God. Say so we pray, stand with him.
And he overcomes
things of where the Father had stolen his.
We
are going to overcome him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
thought could take a television. That thought is good.
Right.
The things of television, they trouble. Process is long.
It involves buying
machines to get even the right one.
You may send it
abroad, wait time. You send it from abroad.
Who sells
machines of television? Who is going to make stations of televisions? Machines make television.
Don't
find a shop, sell them in Uganda.
You
have to send them from abroad.
And
it waits. It arrives and it's the right thing. If they are right close here, what other suggestion do we make? And they got them abroad.
They're
not going to make you pay money they used to bring them here. We get other suggestions. Praise Jesus, brethren. Pastor
Geoffrey.
Apostle Geoffrey. The question I'm asking.
Ono msajja yatuwe bange liokubanga tugenda sasuliramu kubanga ndaba butuba tutesa wano.
He gave us time of payment for when we bring suggestions here.
Tulinga bali faringa mu bange lyo
muzo kubaka timpa kama. As we speak, we have time much ahead.
Mpaka ogwo kuna
up to April.
Ati awe kibuzo changa ne kibuzwa.
My question is asked.
Nti ono msajja tuina guarantee ki?
What guarantee do we hold?
to
reach us in help and is waiting for us.
Guarantee
is God. For before that man came, before they gave us that thought,
he
said, who said, we have the guarantee. For that's met us when the others been decided. After
giving
us to April, it will be on.
And
if you get it tomorrow, it's not a problem.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If it's tomorrow, brethren come out. I think it's worth 100 million. You can keep taking it in this time.
Join
our money. Give, start work immediately.
So guarantee
the guarantee is God.
When we came
here, you think which guarantee did we put there? You remember how things were?
We rent
with 2.5 million. We moved up there.
The
small place there.
We thought it's
not worthy for us in the flesh. When we went to speak with the owner, initially accepted. When he went back, he refused.
He said that's not ours.
It's even small. We moved around.
Let's
but we didn't exactly where it is. Someone brought us here. Owner was there. So we want rent.
Say,
I don't rent, I'm selling.
More
than I can rent you. Every month how much?
300,000.
So the place is big, only 300.
House of
2 rooms is 300,000. But a land from there to here took us in the city to her lawyer. When we reached the lawyer,
we
can't rent people. We are selling there. And we came back. Lord, unless you took us, you've had it.
It's in Zana.
We don't know where. The woman called us the next morning. God told me, you're going to buy there. The money you have, you poor material. Don't give me any coin.
You refused.
She's a
coin.
We go poor material, she takes it. You've not put material on ground.
Yes,
heard of that.
What
are we on?
If you want
proof,
write
a letter,
bring
I sign it. Take to the police and the chairman. Indicate.
You've paid 300,000
for 3 years.
Naye sibagambye nti mbapangisa muri kugura.
God said you bought the
house.
You think we gave her a coin?
We paid 300,000 for 3 years.
I have letters. You will come see them. We did pay.
Just
after we had built, then we began to pay. Now we are in 40 plus millions.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's how they have been. That little
if
we don't see that, it's something we see. We see television now. Believe big things.
Yes,
praise Jesus, Mike. What's another suggestion? Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm Pastor Antipadan.
I
thank God myself for the television. Though I'm a pastor, yet I'm an evangelist. I preach to many people. That they believe in the living God. Other than different nations. And they call me, ask me. And I explain them concerning this place. Gospel of the kingdom preached. Me too with the church in charge of. We had a hope, we expected of
200,000.
And the synagogue we rented home as it's leaking. We wanted to change, get another never leaking. But meet when we get it. Let's bring put on television. Let's keep where it leaks. Our brethren, they cannot light to go to heaven.
Amen.
May he give you another of blocking where it leaks.
Amen.
Agulumizibwe oyolwazi kutwatemebwa.
Praise him, the rock we were cut.
Amanya omusomesa Suna Godfrey.
I'm teacher Suna Godfrey.
Kumulundi kulio gwasoka sasobola kujja.
And the first time I wasn't able to come.
Nenga nali netegese okujja no babawe byagwao.
Prior to come, something came in place.
Nze muntu omu era nebaza olw'ekigambo ekya leero.
I thank God for this word.
Ekituziyiza okubeera nnyo mubiri.
Which hinders us be much in the flesh.
Nze muntu abaddatye nnyo okweyama.
Me who's been fearing much to play.
Era ku mulundi guli nagamba nti nze okusinziira ku kyawandiikibwa nti wakiyolekangayo okweyama.
Last time I based on the scripture, at least you don't pledge.
Okusinga obutatuukiriza.
Instead of not fulfilling.
Nengamba nja kuwangayo nga we naalaba.
Said I'll give as I'll see.
Naye Omwoyo Omutukuvu n'angamba kubanga ekyawandiikibwa okiretedde mu kiseera ekitali kituufu.
Brought the scripture in time not right.
N'ebiro ebitali byakyo.
Seasons not for it.
Kubanga osala amagezi obutafuba obuwaayo.
Planning to see a way not to give.
Kakati kwe kubuuza Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Ngenda kweyama ssente mmeka.
I have to pledge how much.
N'antunuulizaako ku ngeri gya nnyambyemu eka.
Where he's helped me home.
Nina family ewerako.
Have a family big enough.
Era n'antunuuliza ku kyawandiikibwa kye mwasoma okusooka.
On the scripture we read before.
Mu kyabalamuzi essuula ey'omusanvu.
Judges 7.
Nga bali bali abasajja 300.
There were 300 men.
Era nga ne wano twagala obukadde 300.
Here we need 300 millions.
Ng'ekitegeeza okuyimirira mu kifo ky'omuntu omu.
Stand in position of one person.
Oba ogenda kuyimirira mu kakadde kalamba.
Going to stand on a million shillings.
Nali njogerako n'owo Luganda Topaz.
I stood with Brother Topaz.
Ne mugamba nja kujja neeyama 500 wadde sijja giwayo mulundi gumu.
Pledge 500 though I'll not give it once.
When
I went back in the flesh, I saw it is too much.
And
something happened.
There's
a machine I bought. It had a date of 1.5.
The
Holy Spirit brought it as a way of teaching me. Those who sold it arose against me.
And
gone, someone called me while in the car. They don't leave before taking it. I said, God, save my machine. As you said, the one who lends the poor lends to God. Let me take it to lend in me.
Nansomesa ndigirie mitwala 5 jenala banga mitono.
Told me the 500 is so small.
Yanwani la muwiki emu nembanga sobodde okusasula kino.
Help me in 1 week I paid this.
Yananyimide wano okutukiriza obwe ya muwe ne yamane mukama.
Tandi ya to fulfill the pledge with
God. Wadenga sigenda kuzileta mulundi gumu.
No, I'm not to bring it once.
Nenga ne yamakakade kamune ekitundu.
But I pledged 1.5.
Yiranga kati neseke mitwala 10 yokatandika.
And I brought 100 to begin on that.
Amen. Thank
you so much. Let's get strengthened.
As brothers
soon as told us.
He
feared to pledge.
The
scripture is speaking.
Pledge,
at least don't do pledging. Why
did
you bring it today?
It has been
seasoned, but not now.
Amen. Time
for pledging and acting.
We
are in those seasons.
We are not
seasons of deciding either pledge or not.
No.
Seasons are pledging and acting on it.
Angel
watches over pledge is there.
Ever since
he told us last time,
he says this
5 days.
Don't
say an angel why I pledged.
Angel
blessings watching over pledgings.
So, God
brought push the brother's
son.
Show him you're going to look for a million, 1.5, pay it to the man you. He got it.
He
got time. God has lent it.
The
thoughts you have to strangle them.
Because
you have to carry vengeance on.
Get it.
Understood this, not robbing.
Some
of you helped prophets to begin bakeries. Never eaten of them.
Time to
do the work of God.
Another?
Praise the Lord. I'm teacher Remy. I'm pledging
100,000.
I'll bring it this month.
May
God bless you.
Praise
the Lord.
I'm
Topaz Grace.
This
month I'll bring 100, but not end on that. Hoping to bring more.
Thank you.
What do you write down?
Okay. Item Bwango Bana would have to raise
it. My Eva's way.
Amen.
My name is Suba Bosa.
I'm Pastor Bosa.
Nange, me and my family.
In the next family,
we are
going to bring 1 million.
To Jakafuna, or Nako, we are going to Jakafuna.
Amen.
What are you, Mulada?
Is there another?
What you are, Yedi?
Someone out behind. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Amanya Nabi Esther.
I'm Prophet Esther. So I'll bring 200,000 this month. Thank you so much. May God strengthen that pledge. Spirit and the angel watch over the pledge. And help you fulfill it. And add more on you.
But
the pledge draws what's far to come near. We studied of it. Draws what's far to coming near. Or pushes what is
far.
On the way to push it far. Depends you want it how. Pledge God put it in place.
If you
wanted to give something to you next month, you can persuade him
and
draws it from the other month to nail this month.
As if
shown him you'll be able to handle it today, though he passed it in those seasons. We have a hand. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm Evangelist Sarah. Me too, I've taken long feel and pledging in my heart. I had placed 2 million on the television. Thank you so much. May God bless you. I will come out start. Read how each has been giving. What
you've
given in the week of 2 million, of 800, of 500,
10,000.
That we cannot
pay.
But something is. But don't look someone else putting. I will not put. You two put. We put. The bag that it can
meet,
I promise to do goodness. And you've been seeing it. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm Evangelist Topaz. I had a pledge I made with God. But I felt that it convicts me to speak it open. Like me and my siblings,
it's
a pledge we made with God to sell our land,
to
give a portion of it to the work of the Lord. But me as a person, I moved, looked in it. I told God,
say,
God, if you give me a job, make 200,000 and it's the profit, I will give you something. I didn't speak it, but I'll give you 50, and it tested it. It happened. But now I promise God, any job he brings, and I get 200,000, we share 50% with him. If I get 100,000, I'll give him 30%.
Get
getting of tithe and offerings. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Are we finished? Someone else? Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm teacher Sebale. Pastor Sebale. On the last route of Wednesday, God put a period on us. Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. He told us, if you have a brethren, you demand. Don't look there. But the heart remained not settled in me. Because I want to give. Yet I have a brethren. Praise Jesus. I want to reach tell him. I want to give out that thing. Yet he had promised to give me some time back.
But
now, let's handle that issue well.
reach the brethren, you agree together. If they're in need of the money, we give it to them. If they can wait you first do this. Do not again take another's.
No. Uganda.
Ajja kuswara wanena
buto. Ori taswara.
Taswara.
Nze mwesiga. Mwesiga mukwano gwange taswara.
Mukwano gukali.
Mukyeko.
Bwaba mukwano gukali muogere.
Mukwano gwange.
Eh.
Mukwano gwange oyo.
That my friend.
Bade njara kasente kange kayina.
I wanted of my money as.
Njijeka akakadde.
I give the work of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But
brethren,
question was asked for the many. Many of you people demand you among us.
The
problem which is
take
it as an advantage. The one who demands you tell them you're doing to make a television.
Yes, we
praise Jesus, man. You understand that issue well. Reach your brethren. If you demand them, give them 10 minutes to speak with them, or they come speak with you. If they can speak with you, give them time. Don't refuse to pay. Is it not that?
You never
know another who has a need. And we can't think of television. What would have preached to him and find him dead small? And he died of hunger. Checked from the body, moved to hell, going complaining. And refused me money for food, but
come
up born again.
Let's
leave that. We said this. Speak with your brethren. Or they can give you time.
You
feel.
You can
meet and begin to agree. You agree.
Yes, he was over Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Amanya James, Msumba James.
Teacher James.
Jasper.
Jasper.
Nange nalini ya makuva mulanga kuvanga. Pulira dobozi lya mukama lya TV
the television campaign
aline ya manange munda munzi
that pledged in myself
okubanga mpayo
to give
na ye nali mpayo nga ku account yeyo nga teka yo sente butuno
but I gave but it was little money then
na ye lwalero ekigambo chinkuteko nnyo nange
the word has touched me much
buli mwezi.
I play with every man. I will put
200,000
until the television comes on.
Someone
had promised me 2 million in this month. I will guess God angels touch him. If they bring, I will bring it also. God bless you.
God bless
you. Praise Jesus, brethren.
Amanya Frank Umbulizu Enjiri.
I'm Evangelist Frank.
Mpozi nange neya makao nga nyina wentunda.
Me too, I pledged at a place I'm selling.
Era nga chiri process ntunda wo.
It's in process I'm selling there.
Nairo akubanti. But then,
I built my portion. I built in it.
We
had these agreements between me and him.
Kati,
Although it's like that,
ye atunda tatunda.
He sells and in changes after.
Kati nasaze wonti nze katuchabuluzemu wakati.
I decided we divide in the middle.
Nsobola okutunda ewange.
I sell my portion.
Yowe wasigala wasigala.
He leaves it, it remains with his. After I sell there, I want to get 5 million from that. That it works the work of God. Let's put in prayers to fulfill that word. Is there another? Is there a hand here?
Praise
Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I'm
Pastor Godfrey.
Mu account ya TV ne yama okuteka ngayo omutwalo bulunaku.
I pledge to put 10,000 every day on the account of television.
Paka ngatula byekifanani.
Until we see it on.
Mukama bwana abanyongeddeko nja kusinga ka.
God at me on, I'll to be on that.
Amen. Yes, we were.
Praise Jesus. We thank God. Pledges and suggestions. Let's remain thinking. Ask God for good thoughts, ways that we bring out what we need in this work.
Yes, we were.
Praise Jesus much. But in all, let's try to be known by God. Are we together? Let's try to be known by God.
Let's
read one scripture in Galatians as we close. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 to down. Galatians chapter 4, from verse 8. Galatians 4:8.
Naye munnaku ziri bwe mutamanya Katonda mwabanga baddu babali abatali bakatonda mu buwangwa. Olw'omwenda naye kakano bwe mutegedde Katonda oba ekisinga bwe mutegeddwa Katonda mukyuka mutya ennyuma mu bigambo eby'olubereberye ebitalina maanyi ebinafu. Atebye mwagala okufugibwa omulundi ogwokubiri.
Banange,
my brethren, in eras before,
tulina bye twasoka
okuweereza. We were places where we served from.
Ab'emizimu,
of the demons,
ab'amadini,
of the religions,
n'emizimu gyayo,
and demons there,
eby'obulokozi eby'obulimba,
means of false salvation.
Naye ku luno bwe tumaze okumanya Katonda,
after we've known God now,
okusinga ennyo,
most of all,
bwe tumanyiddwa Katonda,
when we known by God,
okimanyi nti Katonda akumanyi.
You know that God knows you.
Bulijjo okoma okumanya Katonda.
The more you know God,
Katonda akumanya.
God gets to know you.
Kati Katonda akumanya.
Now God knows you.
Mulimu abantu batamanyi. Obo bade tokimanyi.
People he doesn't know. I don't know whether he didn't know that.
Aina wayogera gundi gwe nkumanyi
linnya. He speaks that I know you by name.
Mulimu abantu bamanyi nti bantu.
People he knows their people.
That
speak of it the next meeting.
There
are people. God knows they are my people.
They are people.
He doesn't even have their names.
But
those knows you, I know you by name.
No,
all people can know their names.
But there's
no time think of their names.
But
God knows you even your name and he gets to think of the name because you know him. That's one of the secrets we have. Why try to get the full knowledge of God here?
That
we are known more by God. God to know us more.
Make
a name before the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the love of God. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us all.
And
all the brethren. And peace forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
fuba ku lwokusatu olujja meeting yaffe.
Try next Wednesday our meeting.
Twagala okumanya Katonda.
We want to know God.
Atatumanye naffe.
That he gets to know us.
We
want to do what he wants.
Every
time he shall be on his lips, speak of us.
May
God bless you. What we've agreed.
Is there
anything we've not agreed on?
Let's
see it next Wednesday.
Service
our service which is meant to happen today.